The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I can't hear myself. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is October 1st already. Countdown to Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah? It's 11 o'clock. It's a little after 11 o'clock. And again, this is Guardian Radio AM. And my name is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Do you know Halloween is one of my favorite times of years? Not that I trick or treat or anything.
I wouldn't know, like, because you've never invited me to trick or treat. You've never given me Halloween candy.
There's a reason for that. The people in Blair say I can't come back anymore, because every year I used to go to Blair because they used to welcome us. Say, your people from Camp Road and East Street can come in our neighborhood. And they tell us, no, you can't come anymore. I remember, and I have friends in Blair. And they say, see, so you can't, you and yours can't come here no more through Blair. So I just go to Little Blair. They say the whole of Blair, I'm not allowed to trick-or-treat anymore. So I haven't gone trick-or-treating for the last, what, 7, 8 years now. I blame the people in Blair. So that's why you haven't received any candies or anything from me.
You sure?
Because the people in Blair mean.
Because I remember the last time we did a trade. And you give me a bag of candy, and then I give you some candy apples left over from the Red Cross Fair.
Yeah.
Some bags of popcorn left over from the Red Cross Fair.
Yeah.
And like 6 mini box of raisins.
Yeah.
And you tell me you was vexed or something. I don't know. I was busy eating your chocolate.
Yeah, but my friend Gina knows, stop giving me candy. So you won't get no more candy from me. So that's my point. The people, them, they just stop. They mean to us people who live over the hill.
We could go find other communities to trick-or-treat in.
I tried that. They gated. They blocking us off now. They don't want to celebrate Halloween anymore.
What you mean? But you, if you have a gate, that mean I have to come in? That's what a gate is? A gate is let people
they
in?
They have security at the gate, and they're not allowing. Because I try, you know who I try to go trick-or-treating with? The Johnson family. Where that is?
Johnson Road?
No, man. Far west. They invited me one time too, and then they stopped saying, I can't come.
Yeah?
Every time I try, I can't come. I run out of places to trick-or-treat.
That sounds like discrimination, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah.
First of all, the children, I mean, only children could go to like the mall and the children party.
Yeah.
And now the adults can't even go trick-or-treating anymore?
Can't even go trick-or-treating. It's hard. It's hard. I blame the people in Blair. But I assumed I was doing that breastfeeding interview. That was an excellent interview you did, by the way. And thank you very much for doing it. And in fact, I canceled all my shows because I knew I was scheduled to host it. And then I say, oh, Aaron is doing it. And I listened in and say, oh, this is awesome. This is not no rinky-dink interview. It's very well done. And I appreciate you doing that, by the way. I was entertained, especially when they said men could breastfeed too. Because, you know, I started holding my breasts and it didn't work out.
No, man, but look here, men have taken it on. Some men, they print a picture of the mother.
Yeah.
And they put it on their chest.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut the hole out in the shirt and the mouth of the mother, and the right where the mother is.
Mm-hmm.
And they take the pumped breast milk in a bottle and they feed the baby through the shirt. So the baby thinks for a moment that the mother is breastfeeding them, and then they're feeding, and so they're not worried about anything else.
Me and my wife don't look alike, though.
That's why you got to print out, you definitely need to print out a picture of the wife to put on your chest.
Yeah, because we look different. A whole different complexion type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why it's important for fathers to also be integrally involved in the very early stages post-delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So fathers have the opportunity for skin-to-skin contact.
Mm-hmm.
So babies can also memorize the smell of the daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought also the interview is going to be about breast cancer awareness too. And I found that's an entirely different conversation.
Right.
But I enjoyed your interview and thanks very much for doing that. So today's topic is going to be what's in the news. What's in the news? There's one or two things that are trending that we didn't have a chance to talk about on Wednesday on our regular introspection interrogation of what's trending inside the news. And I say, I'll bring it up now because we busy, man. We've been busy with interviews for the past couple of weeks interviewing people. So we haven't been doing much of our interrogating the news. But something is happening in Long Island. There's a big case happening in Long Island still. Church, I think I sent you the article so you can read.
People. So I have an article here.
Miami Herald, is it Miami Herald?
Right. Miami retiree signs away Caribbean real estate to TV ministry.
I'm going
to
hold right there, right? This particular story is bigger than that.
Yeah.
My concern about land registration, generational property, right? And Bahamians who have moved away from their generational property, their ancient homes.
The homestead.
The homestead, to move to New Providence. And don't pay attention to the news, right? Mm-hmm. Because this has me concerned about my generational property I have access to in Acklands. You know, that 40 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's happening there, but I assume that it's safe there, waiting for whenever me and mine, my families, can move there to reclaim it and do something, right? But it seems as if you don't check on your generation property, someone can check on it for you. And I that's why I want to have that conversation, that how can foreigners claim squatters' rights in the Bahamas? How can you claim Bahamian land and you ain't from here? See, something wrong with that. Especially when we have another set of foreigners who changing their last name to Roll and Smith and Knowles, right? And moving inside a traditional neighborhoods, right? Communities. Can they squat and say, but I is a Roll? But you just get that name last week. See, all of that have me concerned of the future.
Whether acquiring the name via deed poll
then squat on the land
precludes you from accessing generation property.
Yeah.
That's a question we need to put on the table.
I didn't know you could even claim generation property, but apparently...
What do you mean you didn't know that part?
I thought the generation space stayed with the generation.
Oh, no, you mean you didn't know that you could acquire title to generational property, and I think you can do that through adverse possession, right? So you need to establish presence on the property for a certain amount of time, and there's some other requirements, things that must be either like established or overt or manifested over a period of time.
But could imagine we descend from Acklands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us haven't been to Acklands in decades, right? And you happen to say go visit and you meet people living on your grandfather land and they say they've been here 12 plus years. What does that mean? But let's read this article. So people can understand what's happening in Long Island, right?
All right. So we're reading from the Miami Herald. Miami retiree signs away Caribbean real estate to TV ministry, triggers generational property dispute. Reclining in his Miami home, retired U.S. Army Colonel David Lawrence Adley faced the television screen through which he watched countless Christian programs on Three Angels Broadcasting Network. The lifelong Seventh-day Adventist expressed regret as he reflected on a real estate transaction he made with the nonprofit network known as 3ABN, which pitches charitable trust opportunities to the faithful. The land in dispute is on Long Island, Bahamas. Adley's grandfather, Lawrence Wellington Adley, the grandson of a former slave, purchased the property piece by piece over his lifetime and left it to his 12 children, Adley family members say. David Adley, who is legally blind and has dual citizenship in the United States and the Bahamas, said he inherited the land from his father and intended to donate 1 to 2 acres to Adventists for a sanctuary and other religious purposes.
Go ahead, finish reading. Be smiling.
I still stuck on, I didn't know that ABN meant Three Angels Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
That's irony. They get plenty of iron show in Long Island, eh?
Yeah.
There you go. He alleges 3ABN executives misled him into signing away some 400 acres for a fraction of the property's estimated $23 million to $32 million value.
We have to read that back because it sounds like it's a donation, then it sounds like it's a payment. And right. Again, I am uneasy about people gaining possession of generational property, especially when no proper title has been transferred. Because, you know, when you die intestate, that's without a will, right?
Right.
And you're supposed to get the estate, what do you call that when they...
Probate?
Probate. If no probate happened, how are you able to sell land?
How do you prove ownership to be able to then transfer ownership?
And then transfer ownership to foreign entities and you're in the States. Don't you do that here in Nassau?
We'd have to go back even further. Because let's go to the paragraph that says, the land in dispute is on Long Island, Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Adley's grandfather. Lawrence Wellington Adley, the grandson of a former slave, purchased the property piece by piece over his lifetime and left it to his 12 children. That doesn't even sound like generation property.
But who did he left it to?
His 12 children.
12 children owns the entire thing. There's not no one owner, no.
So he didn't parcel it out?
No, he just leave it for me. This your own. It became one land. This is my all this property.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
David Adley, who is legally blind and has dual citizenship in the U.S. and the Bahamas, said he inherited the land from his father and intended to donate 1 to 2 acres to Adventists for a sanctuary and other religious purposes.
Let's pause there. From that, it sounded that he inherited all the land, right? Because he didn't say he inherited a partial land or one specific part of the land. And then it suggested that he was donating it? Did it suggest that he donated
Right. It's not unreasonable to assume that he assumed ownership or authority over the whole parcel.
The 400 acres.
Right? The whole parcel. And then it says, and intended to donate 1 to 2 acres for sanctuary and other religious purposes. He alleges 3ABN executives misled him into signing away some 400 acres for a fraction of the property's estimated $23 to $32 million value.
See, you see where I get confusing? Did he sell it or he was giving it away? What do you mean by fraction of the cost? Did he pay
it says he intended to donate. We have to read further in the article. He intended to donate, and it appears as if the document he signed was a document of sale.
Of sale.
And not a recognition of transfer of ownership.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there are scores of descendants for this property? One person doesn't own it. It's like they have children and the children and the church. All of them have claim. Because they're descendants of the grandfather.
An interest in the land.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Quote, it was just so confusing for me, close quote, said Adley, now 86, as he reflected on signing various documents that gave 3ABN possession of the oceanfront property that had been in his family for 4 generations. The dispute had pitted Adley and his family against a global evangelical network, stoked the suspicions of Bahamians wary of foreigners stripping locals of generation property, and raised questions about the tactics used by an independent nonprofit Christian ministry with close ties to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, a denomination with deep and growing roots in the Caribbean. I just want to make that distinction, right? With ties to and not a product of. David Adley's daughter, Crystal Adley, who lives near her father in suburban Miami, said 3ABN, quote, took advantage of, close quotes, him, quote, if they're Christian, they should want to pay my father what that property was actually worth, close quotes.
Yeah.
If they were Christian, they would return the land.
I understand that. We ain't get there yet. This is my point. We, both of us, have elderly parents. My daddy and my mommy can't sell nothing without me knowing. They can't give away my inheritance without me knowing. You come to me and say, son, I plan to give this part of your inheritance away. I'm a good son.
Mm-hmm.
You let me know what you're doing. And mind you, I can't tell you who to give you things to.
But listen, but even said, if...
When you're hanging over things, you let me know. That's what good
right.
mother...
That's
a good
I
son.
Say, even if I's a bad daughter, right? And I cannot assume that it is my inheritance, right? How audacious of me to assume that it's mine. It's coming to me when you pass. I think, though, it is appropriate at that age that you indicate to your immediate family members what it is you intend to do so you could have their support and they could ensure that everything that's taking place is above board, that no one is trying to take advantage of you, not for the sake of protecting my interest, right? Mm-hmm. What I presume you're going to leave for me, but for the sake of protecting you. And even if it is a selfish, right? Even if I'm only being selfish, if they scam you, who going to take care of you?
There you go. And especially land, which you inherited. You ain't buy that. It came generations before. There was an intention, I would assume.
Right.
It was supposed to be handed down now, to other people of that, the generation.
Right. For to your position, which is you are a stakeholder. Mm-hmm. You are a caretaker of this thing. It was intended for this thing to pass down through generations, and you are given an authority for this time and this moment with the understanding that you will also transfer that authority yeah. to future generations.
It's a mere caretaker custodian. Audacity to even say you can plan to give it away. You got to come to the family. Mm-hmm. By the way, family, you know, this little piece I have here, mm-hmm. I plan to give it away. And especially when I have 12 uncles and aunties who have their own children. Mm-hmm. Also,
you got some text here. Mm-hmm. CA, the devil is a liar. No real big man should breastfeed. That's some effeminate behavior, sir. Men should be the disciplinarian. Leave that sort of stuff to women. Dear texter, CA is busy being man right now, so I'm going to respond to you. First of all, we all know that even though men have breasts, and in some rare medical instances they can lactate, men don't breastfeed babies. We all know that. And I'm sure you knew what we were talking about. Second of all, men should be the disciplinary. And what is that disciplinary supposed to discipline a newborn child for? What is your role as a disciplinary with a newborn child, sir, lady, texter? Please. Please, we're relying on you to impart wisdom to future generations. Another text. Good morning, Mr. Nuria. Don't need to be generational. If I imagine they own the property, some folk out there try to property without a title, make a throwdown title. And maybe you understand what they're saying. Another text. First, there's plenty of communities you could trick or treat in. You just need to invest in body armor. I come in for my chocolate. I don't understand how this is legal. The gentleman doesn't own the property. How can he give it away? Also, I thought generational property couldn't be sold. That organization needs to be embarrassed on the global stage for pulling a, quote, Columbus, close quotes, move. Another text. Okay, no. There. Just another reminder. Men also have breasts. Men can get breast cancer.
Yes, gentleman, who the stadium's named after?
Thomas A. Robinson.
He died of breast cancer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just let's not allow our cultural and personal biases to deflect and obfuscate the truth. Men, you have breasts. They're not engorged. They don't engorge in the same way that women's breasts are large. You can get breast cancer. Take care of your health.
Yep. So let's finish. Go back to the article.
All right.
What happened?
So the paragraph prior, David Adley's daughter, Crystal Adley, who lives near her father in suburban Miami, said 3ABN, quote, took advantage of him, close quotes. Quote, if they're Christian, they should want to pay my father what the property was actually worth, close quotes. 3ABN obtained the real estate through an irrevocable trust agreement.
Hold on, we got to read that. What irrevocable means?
That means you can't take it back.
What you mean you can't take Bohemian land back?
Well, here's the thing. Hold on. I like that because one thing I know for certain, you can't take it back to the States. You can't take it to Canada. You can't take it to Haiti.
You can't take it to Mars.
You can't take it anywhere. That much I know.
These foreign people clearly believe they could dictate the Bahamian law, that they could say irrevocable, and they in the Bahamas, and our government can't say nothing about. They don't know us, eh? They take us for light.
Potentially.
Read that part again.
3ABN obtained the real estate through an irrevocable trust agreement David Adley signed in 2011 and a lawsuit settlement he agreed to in 2020. Questions remain about whether Adley relatives in the Bahamas have a claim to the property, a dispute now pending in the Supreme Court of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is a very simple fix.
Simple fix to me.
How many of us could move to Long Island right now to adversely possess the land? No. First of all, they can't. I mean, the airport is just not large enough to process that parcel of land. There's no boat sailing through the Bahamas where you could pick that land up and take it with you. What are you going to do if we adversely possess the land?
One would assume that to get ownership of land, it has to be registered in the Bahamas, that we have jurisdiction of land. In fact, all the land technically owned by the government.
Mr. Nuri, now I would say that it's reasonable to assume that, even as a layperson, I could say it's reasonable to assume that all land sales have to be finalized in the Bahamas because that's where the land is situated. But given the nature of the political and governance cultural developments like secret settlements, I am cautioned to say...
Anything is possible?
Anything is possible, Mr. New.
Let's pause here and go to the caller. But I want us to continue to read. What do you call it?
Irrevocable.
Trust.
They talk about irreconcilable differences in a divorce.
Where
they can never come back together.
These American people are funny. That's all I can say. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're breaking up. No? Okay, sorry.
You disappeared entirely. Caller, call back. Here are the numbers to call. This time, choose a different number. 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island residents. Text line, powered as always by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. I got a text that it says, if you own the land, you have someone taking advantage of the old by throwing down title take back via, I think that's court. I can explore that text. I need a little more clarity. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
We're still having difficulty hearing you.
You have to speak much louder.
Yeah. How are you doing? Good morning.
Okay, that's good morning. A little better, but go ahead.
Right. The issue with this early, first thing with this early transaction is whether or not the grandfather left the property to the 12 children as tenants in common or joint tenants. And if it was as joint tenants, if he is not the only surviving sibling, then the property rests between the surviving siblings that are still alive. You see?
Okay.
So that's the main question here in the transaction, as I understand the law to be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, caller.
Continue reading, Aaron.
The article continues. Long Island, a narrow swath of land about 80 miles long and home to 3,000 residents, is a place where locals take pride in family heritage. Foreigners find solitude in the laid-back Caribbean lifestyle, and island gossip spreads like wildfire through the balmy tropical breeze. In recent years, locals have watched with curiosity as no trespassing signs, security cameras, a chain link fence, and new dirt roads appeared on the Adley property. Most noticeably, a deck emerged on the beachfront, offering a breathtaking view of the prismatic blue waters. At Erica's Bakery and Shop, a popular store with everything from bug spray to freshly baked coconut cake, owner Erica Darville said the situation is a hot topic of conversation on the island. First of all, I don't like that earlier paragraph where they made the point that gossip spreads through the community like wildfire. You mean people share news?
That's how it is, right? But you're island people.
I'm not sure if I like it. Anyway, I appreciate the article in and of itself. Quote, they had construction equipment and everything come from far away and nobody knows what's going on, close quote, Darville said. Quote, when I was a little girl, we used to go in the back there fishing and camping, but when they came, they blocked the road off so nobody had access, close quotes. At the center of the dispute is Danny Shelton, who founded 3ABN 40 years ago in a small Illinois town with his second wife, Linda Shelton. Rising from humble beginnings, the Sheltons turned 3ABN into a powerful media outreach ministry, but not without controversy. Despite stepping down twice as president, Danny Shelton remains a central figure at 3ABN, hosting programs, promoting books, and singing gospel favorites. Now a 3ABN business consultant, he remains the highest paid person listed on 3ABN's nonprofit tax filings and the first leader listed on the ministry's website. Shelton and his fourth wife, Yvonne, founder of 3ABN's Dare to Dream Network, have established themselves on the island. They are now permanent residents.
The technical Bahamian.
Of the Bahamas. No, that's not.
The paper Bahamian?
No.
What do you call that? They established.
Mr. Newry.
They invested in that island.
Permanent.
They now Long Island Red.
No.
They ain't Long Island Red?
No.
What do you call that? In fact, if memory serves me well, they donated the jaws of life to the Bahamian government. They know the prime minister. They call him by first name. Brave.
You know what Halloween candy is good for?
What?
Filling my mouth at the most opportune time so I remember not to say things that I should say but not on the air.
You're just ungrateful.
Mr. Newry.
You know how much the jaws of life cost?
I bet you it costs less than the independence celebration for the Golden Jubilee.
You can never find out how much that could be.
There you go. Here's what I'm saying, Mr. Newry. There is no amount of donation that could cause you to call yourself a Bahamian as you dispossess people of their land. Shelton and his fourth wife, Yvonne, I just took offense at you suggesting that permanent resident meant the same thing as citizen, or that it enabled you or entitled you to the same things. And even if you were a citizen, I think I iterated this last week, why would you come to a place, make it your home, and then separate yourself from the people who live there, or worse, go and live on their land?
And before you start reading, I have a beach on Long Island in Miley's, right? I just acquired it. I discovered it. Let me say that. The people in Long Island still vexed that I actually have property. But that's okay. But they seem to be okay as Dean's Blue Hole. You know what Dean's Blue Hole is?
Mm-hmm.
The property we'll be talking about is all the property to access Dean's Blue Hole. Imagine if this church... people claim it. We ain't get to see Dean's Blue Hole no more.
It's okay, Mr. Newry.
It's okay that we can't see it no more?
No, that's not what's okay. What's okay is that when I become prime minister, I'm going to use the authority available to me to right the wrongs.
In the meantime, the current prime ministers, in plural, thinking what they doing. Let's go back to that.
Cooper tells PLPs, we can't let FNM back in. That's what they're doing.
There you go.
We continue to read from the article in the Miami Herald. Let me get the title again. Miami retiree signs away Caribbean real estate to TV ministry, triggers generational property dispute. If you are texting me on my personal phone, please text 422-GR96. That's 422-4796 as I am reading this article. Shelton and his fourth wife, Yvonne, founder of 3ABN's Dare to Dream Network, that's a dream they dared to dream, have established themselves on the island. Mm-hmm. They are now permanent residents of the Bahamas, living in a yellow house with a white... I wouldn't have put that in the article.
With a picket fence?
No, I wouldn't describe the residents in the article. As residents of Turtle Cove, a subdivision adjacent to the world-famous Dean's Blue Hole dive site, the Shelton's neighbors are expats from the United States, Europe, and other parts of the world. There's no Long Islanders in Long Island? Some neighbors interviewed for this article said Danny Shelton has been flying in friends and associates from the United States in an effort to sell portions of the Adley property for residential development. They said he told them he also plans to build a health and wellness facility of some kind.
By God.
Mr. Newry, if this gentleman...
If? He doesn't do it?
If this... I'm just saying, you know what I expect to see in the next 12 to 36 months?
That our government intervene and say this can't happen?
No, a number of cannabis-related therapeutic health and wellness centers. Mm. Shelton has been managing the elderly... Sorry, I cause when I read the sentence properly, you'll understand why I stumbled.
Yes.
Shelton has been managing the Adley estate in the Bahamas.
He didn't own it.
With the help of former Long Island Police Superintendent Warren Rogers.
Who is this Warren Rogers? Okay, calm down. Sorry.
You know that song by Rima and Selena Gomez? Producer, please play that at some point. Because I need it. It ain't even you, it's me.
Remember Dr. Donaldson?
Yes.
He died now. He's a former parliamentarian.
Right. Friends, family, yes, and lovers.
He coined that phrase, right?
Yes.
He says, there'll always be people amongst us who will sell out the rest of us in order to get ahead. What the police officer's name again?
Former Long Island Police Superintendent Warren Rogers. Okay. 20 years ago, Rogers kept an eye on the property for David Adley. Today, he works as a security subcontractor for 3ABN, preventing Adleys from accessing the former land.
Who is the MP for Long Island? They have no police over there. They can't have no police in Long Island.
I tell you what they don't have. They don't have power and water.
That's true.
Or banking services.
I beam Long Islanders.
And the one ATM they have don't be working all the time?
If Long Island is as close-knit as they say, because they be watching people, right? You tell me Long Islands can't go as a group and say, boy, this ain't happening. I ain't care what security office. You know what one of my cousins in Long Island tell me? When I talk about my beach in Miley's?
Yeah.
You know how much holes in Long Island you could go missing to? That's my goal, cousin. Tell me that. Say, Nuri, you know how much holes in Long Island you could go missing. Talk about you have beach. But that's okay. You know I have beach. That's Nuri Beach. But go ahead, finish reading.
Tensions have flared with the family accusing Shelton and Rogers of having relatives who try to access the property arrested. That would be an interesting article to see how many people have been arrested or detained under suspicion of a crime in relation to that property. The Shelton's neighbors, Travis and Betsy Hoffman, said they moved from Southern Illinois to Long Island to live in, quote, paradise, close quotes. They said they tried to mind their own business, but the controversy has been hard to ignore. Quote, no locals are happy about this, close quotes, Travis Hoffman said. Quote, they think he, Shelton, is stealing the land, close quotes. Requests for interviews with Shelton and other 3ABN leaders were referred to Minnesota attorney M. Gregory Simpson, who replied to emailed questions. Simpson denied all allegations against the network, saying 3ABN did not mislead David Adley or mistreat the family in the Bahamas. Stick full stop.
All 400 acres. There's 12 children and their descendants. They're hundreds of descendants. And he and...
Producer, you know that song, Whose Report Shall We Believe? The one where they say, we shall believe the report of the Lord?
How come our government hasn't intervened yet? Because surely they have an interest in this. They can hear that this don't make no sense. Long Island block. Only one way to get in Long Island. One airport. What airport? The people ain't come up yet.
One airport and two chairs. In the whole airport.
You know, two chairs. And they say they can't tell people you're not welcome back on this island no more. They different from Nassau people.
Simpson denied all allegations against the network, saying 3ABN did not mislead David Adley or mistreat the family in the Bahamas. According to Simpson, 3ABN verified that Adley had clear title to the land. He said the trust agreement, quote, was read to Mr. Adley in its entirety. Mr. Adley was vision impaired, but the extent of his impairment was never precisely determined. He had a device with which he could read documents in his home, close quotes. So y'all read it to him in its entirety.
Mm.
He didn't read it himself.
And he didn't even say, let me get you get a lawyer, because it's a lot of property. And then he said, you have clear title. That means they're going to investigate to see who owns it, to see that he owns everything. Look at Kermit. Christian people. Christian people. Lord have mercy. Christian people. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to go to the text line to read all this text from here. So if you want to text and, or you're enjoying this conversation, if you're from Long Island particularly, you can call.
242-300-5720, toll free for Family Island residents.
And them Long Islanders who live here.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some descendants, because like I said, the 12 children and their children.
And their children's children.
And then they said this man have clear title. They investigated, they said. And that's why they able to... Did they pay him for it, though? Anyway, Garden Radio AM, we'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I believe this 3BN is doing a sponge move on the Adley family. I want to know if the Adley family has come together as a community. All the descendants, list their name, who all claim they have claim to this land. Because the church is saying that they, none of them have claim. Only one person owns all the 400 acres, right?
That's me. It could only be me. It couldn't be him. I'm just saying, it couldn't be him. Now, if it is him, then that means it must be me, because that can't make any sense. It can't make sense, Nuri, that the beautiful people, the Hoffmans, the Hoffmans say they come to find paradise. They come to paradise. Your paradise cannot be built on the tears and dreams of the indigenous people, unless, of course, you think it's a plantation.
It's a plantation.
And enslavement is your idea of paradise.
I see we have a number of calls, but let's go quickly through some of these texts, and then we'll go to the callers. Calls, we're coming right now.
Texas says, KB has a response, quote, boy, you don't know me, eh? You don't know who I is. Fool around and run your mouth. Check yourself, don't misbehave. You messing with this thing. Close quotes. Another text, that doesn't appear to be legal. The adjudication bill of 2010 appears to give landowners a path to obtain a marketable deed to generational property. Historically, all claimants to property had to agree to a sale. Did all claimants agree, or did the gentleman go through a court to get a real for 400 acres of beachfront prime property. Why isn't the climate PM stopping this foreign invasion today? Another text says, protest, move the chairs. I think they mean the two chairs. You can't move them. CA, as a Seventh-day Adventist, this story seems very troubling, and that behavior does not seem to depict what we represent. Their text, I made a point to indicate that the article says that the entity 3ABN, like, they are affiliated with Seventh-day Adventist Church and not a necessarily a product of the formal church. It's two airports, Newry, Stella Maris and Deadman's Key. Text is two airports and two chairs. You move the chairs from one airport to the next airport when the flight's coming in? This is not an indictment on Long Island people. It's an indictment on those who are tasked to develop Long Island.
It's an indictment on Long Island people. They need to stop the boy from doing what he's doing.
No, I meant the two chairs at the airport.
You know that this beach they talking about? That's the end blue hole, you know, they talking about. The people claiming the hole, the end of the blue hole, and nobody saying it. It's of a national interest, man. Let's go to the caller, Stem. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, CA. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I'm from Long Island. But, CA, my question is, who was the lawyer or which law firm executed these documents? Because, obviously, the places, there had to be a title search done. There had to be an appraisal done on the value of the property and something like that, right? You're looking at 400 acres. I mean, what was the sale price per acre of the property?
Oh, boy.
You know, because, you know, these documents had to go through a law firm in the Bahamas. Are you telling me that the law firm was in cahoots with 3ABM and swindle Mr. Anley and his family out of their land? You know, if that is the case, then that law firm, they should be disbarred. Or, I mean, I don't know how long, I mean, whoever this was, because, you know, this is swindling people out of their, you know?
Yes, sir. I mean, this is what it appears to be. This is what...
really need to, I mean, need to look into this, because something... And yeah, stinks in Denmark and it ain't a fish.
See, that's what the problem is. You all stay going to Denmark to try and find a solution. You don't need to know which fish is stink in the bag to know that the bag is not going to be purchased by you. You have to identify which fish is rotten if you go to the court, though.
Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Newry. Good
morning.
The gentleman said most of what I wanted to say. However, what I wanted to add to that is the law firm in the Bahamas, because I'm pretty sure a foreigner cannot practice law or do anything pertaining to law in this country. They have to be in contact with a firm here, and I would like to know who that firm is. And the other 11 kids that are a part of this, what are they saying about it? Were they signatories to this, or were they also swindled? And how is it that we're not hearing their voices? You understand? Because this is, I am also an Adventist, and I'm very disappointed in what I'm hearing, and I'm praying that it's not how I am hearing it.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would really like for this to be properly investigated so we can get to the bottom of this. Because that is, you know, the gentleman was only eligible, supposed to be eligible to sell his piece. How can he sell the whole, it's for 12 people, and plus their children and children's children. So how is it that you were able to sign off on all of it? It's what I would like to know.
Thank you very much, caller. Aaron, how come this is not happening, adjudicated the suit in our courts?
Well, I haven't read the article. I need more details to determine why.
I assume that since it's a Bahamian land.
That something has to be like located in the Bahamas,
domicile,
right?
But
you want to go to the caller and then to the article.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning.
Live, go ahead.
Yes. What I want to know, if they say they have clear title to the property, shouldn't there just be a transfer from transfer? Why do they go to quieting act to get the property now if they have clear title? So obviously it's appear that they don't have clear titles.
Interesting. I only assume that they claiming one side through title, and the next side they're trying to acquire. They have pieces. They're trying to take all of the into
it. The whole thing they're trying to get claim through acquiring act now. Because apparently they don't want to play a title.
Interesting. We'll see. Thank you very much, Carl. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Call Gern once. Call Gern twice. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, we continue reading from the article from Miami Herald. According to Simpson, the transaction began when Adley made an, quote, unsolicited call, close quotes, to the ministry in July 2011, saying he owned land on Long Island and wanted to donate to 3ABN in a, quote, way that would allow him to achieve both tax benefits and income, close quotes. You see what they did there? You see what they did there?
Say to read again, sorry.
According to Simpson, again, M. Gregory Simpson is the Minnesota attorney that requests for interviews were referred to, right? And he says, Simpson says, according to Simpson, the transaction began when Adley made an, quote, unsolicited call, close quote, to the ministry in July 2011, saying he owned land on Long Island and wanted to donate to 3ABN in a, quote, way that would allow him to achieve both tax benefits and income, close quotes.
Interesting.
A month later, Roy Hunt Jr., 3ABN's director of planned giving and trust services, headed to Miami to help Adley sign an irrevocable trust agreement with 3ABN, court records show. So 3ABN has a director of planned giving and trust services. Are these, do they give or do they plan for people to give to them? 5 months later, according to documents filed in Miami federal court, Hunt was back in Miami to take Adley to the Bahamian consulate in Miami to execute and notarize three, quote, indentures of conveyance, close quotes, transferring the Bahamas property to the trust. That same day, he resigned as trustee.
Interesting.
Under the terms of the trust agreement Adley signed 6 months earlier, that meant 3ABN became trustee. The trust was an irrevocable charitable remainder unitrust, or CRUT. This is a type of trust where a donor is able to get some income and tax benefits by transferring an asset to a charitable organization. Remember the paragraph I read, reread earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the asset would produce some amount of income, a portion of which would then be transferred to the donor on a fixed annual schedule. Remember when I told you that the Bahamas has a history of wrecking?
And pirates.
Of wrecking. And it's some Bahamians now think that the Bahamas and Bahamians are now accessible for their wrecking ventures and pursuits. Like they forget, you're supposed to wreck foreigners. You're not supposed to wreck Bahamians.
Before you read, let's go to the caller's stand and then you can let you continue to read.
No, don't let me continue to read.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning. I almost forget what I was calling to say after she went through that last paragraph.
We're still in shock right now. I don't even know what to say.
But I don't understand because, okay, I'm living here as a foreigner. I've been here for over 10 years now. And the amount of things that my husband and I had to go through to purchase property, to put my name on the property, because at the time of our purchase, I didn't have permanent residency. I was here on a spousal permit. And the lawyer, you know, who was advising us, she was extremely thorough. I believe we even had to get something from the central bank. So I'm trying to figure out, how did this go through? It would have had to have gone through so many government agencies. And no one flagged it. No one thought this was suspicious.
Ma'am, you light-skinned?
Miss, don't be a grouper today, okay? Don't get beige.
I'm just saying.
Man.
Certain set of people.
I must be light-skinned. I must be. I'm losing my summer color.
There you go.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Let's go to the next caller before.
All right.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Go ahead, caller. Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. I got a text here that says, I know some people, and that property is on their boundary line, and they already got a summons concerning this, and their neighbors already got kicked out. I mean, it seems like... L-O-I wish we had men with greater fortitude. L-O-I think we should convene at CI 1622 Avenue and Frank Watson Boulevard to have a conversation about the top five solutions to this pernicious problem.
Now, Aaron, if this had happened in Rumkey, Inagua, one of those other islands, I will say, okay, the people weren't paying attention. I can't see how this is happening in Long Island, where the community tend to be guarded of their community. It seems as if Long Islanders are changing, right? In their desperation, they're selling out property and clearly not paying attention to their own community.
See, that's what concerned me about what 3ABN's lawyer intimated, right? What they implied with that statement, that they received an unsolicited call from Mr. Adley saying that he wanted to donate to 3ABN in a, quote, way that would allow him to achieve both tax benefits and income, close quotes.
That sounds odd.
If nobody comes to the court with clean hands, who can pick up the land and take it with them? Anyway, that's just me mumbling. Like, I was thinking about things that I would say if I were prime minister. Quote, if there's...
I'm still shocked that our government, the people, who in charge of land?
Hold on, what you shocked about?
But who in charge of land?
Like, the prime minister.
See?
I mean... Leon Lundy is responsible for ground land in the office of the prime minister.
I just, when dealing with Bohemian land and foreigners, I would assume that they...
But who's in charge?
Who, you know, they will interject and say, no, this don't go like that.
Do you remember when I was reading the story about the company that announced that they now own 7,700 acres of prime and pristine land in the Bahamas between Long Island and Andrus?
I thought you were going to say Mayor Guana with the I Group. But that's a different story.
Meguana doesn't exist. Meguana's not a real place.
It's not a real place. Let's see if we can run through that.
When's the last time you heard from Alfred Gray?
Alfred Gray still exists.
You know where he is?
He's an ambassador.
Where's he?
In Canada.
Because Meguana doesn't exist.
Amen.
Quote, if there's no income, you get nothing, close quote, said Pamela Harrigan Young, an estate planning attorney based in Raleigh, North Carolina. Quote, it is a disincentive for the charity to sell, and that is a shame, close quotes. What's a shame, that they would sell or that they wouldn't make any money if they sell? If the property had been sold, however, Harrigan Young said, the charity could have been on the hook to pay Adley back for the years he didn't get income based on the value of the sale. But they're saying that they think the price, the daughter's saying that the price that they bought it at is insufficient and that they should pay the father what it's worth.
Something wrong.
Anyway, let's go to the text line. There's a local retired police officer in Long Island. Mr. Newry, just read that quickly and tell me if I could read that out loud. If y'all please pardon me, I just want to err on the side of caution. It's a bit of an explosive text. Again,
there's no name attached to it.
Okay,
you
so you'll read
you
it.
You could read that.
There's a local retired police officer in Long Island who has been bullying and threatening people for their property for years in Long Island, and he is a part of that said religious group. Aaron and Yuri, what would you recommend people do when the police officer has autonomy?
Anyway, it is 12 o'clock. We may be able to pick this back up to go through the remaining of this article. But I am concerned, and I believe the people responsible for land in the Bahamas need to intervene, and this case needs to be tried. The suit needs to be tried in the Bahamas.
Don't wait for me to become Prime Minister.
Yeah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.